before heading out on the final road trip of the regular season to face Phoenix on Sunday and then Utah on Tuesday. The Warriors spending Saturday night at Oracle Arena, wrapping up the home portion of the regular season with the New Orleans Pelicans visiting on Fan Night, presented by Adobe, with Dub Nation celebrated throughout the evening in an annual tradition at home with the playoffs soon to start. And with the next home game to be the first game of the first round, the Warriors will look to build some momentum on the road after falling to the Pelicans here in the home stretch. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I thought our fight was much better in the second half. Third quarter in particular, we played well. But the slow start, I think, hurt us. It didn't feel like we were connected and in the fight until kind of, you know, late second quarter, third quarter. It was kind of just a pickup game there for a while. And you let a team like that's that good offensively, get going, it's tough to stop them.
You guys took a lead in the third quarter, but in the fourth quarter there was a key stretch there where it was like turnover. What do you say and just what happened there in that specific stretch?
We were just trying too hard. I thought we were trying too hard. I liked our fight. You know, our guys really came together. I mean, Kevin was phenomenal in the second half, and he carried us. And it just felt like we were trying a little bit too hard on some plays to create something that wasn't quite there. But like I said, I thought the fight was good. The execution wasn't, but we can get better with that.
Hey, Steve, to your point in the past week of, you know, the priority to close out the season is obviously stay healthy, build a rhythm. What are you looking for this last week that will make you feel comfortable heading into the postseason as far as
– just playing hard and playing well. I mean, that's – you know, we just got to keep going. And, look, we're going to have new life. We're going to have new life when the playoffs start. And I'm well aware of, you know, what a long, difficult season it's been. And so many things have been thrown at us here the last month, especially – all the injuries, which have really shaken up our rotation, and that's made it difficult on everybody, on our players, but they're fighting, and that's the main thing. You know, we're gonna be all right. Like tonight, we're playing a team that desperately needs to win. You can tell the teams around the league that have to win. Like, they're getting after it. They're playing for their season, and our season begins next week. You know, and we know that. So I'm not disappointed with the effort. You know, I always want to win. We want to win. But I liked the fight, especially in the second half, and I think we can take something out of this game.
Obviously, Andre's first game back from the knee injury. First of all, what did you think of how he played? And was that injury kind of – obviously all injuries are poorly timed, but was that one especially frustrating just because it seemed like he had finally found his rhythm when he went down?
It's just part of it. You can't worry about anything like that. I mean, you know, Andre's had a great second half of the season, and I thought he played well tonight and gave us a good lift off the bench. And I'm glad that he's back. That's the main thing. And we'll probably give him tomorrow off just to make sure the knee is okay. We'll play Sean tomorrow, and then hopefully – you know, knock on wood, we'll get everybody that we can have back on Wednesday and then into the playoffs.
You guys are sub 500 over the last few weeks. How do you rationalize that, and how much, if any of it, does it trouble you that this has been going on?
I'm not too worried about the record at this point, especially with all the injuries. This last few weeks has been disjointed lineup wise, and from one night to the next, it's been different. So I don't worry about that. We know the position we're in. We're in a good spot. And we got to just get a little better and start that fight from the beginning of the game, stay connected, and we'll be in good shape.
So during Steph's absence, the ball movement reduced, and then we see KD playing more in isolation. Is this intentional, or, I mean, do we expect to see it in the playoffs as well?
Well, with Steph out, it changes changes the pace and the flow, and so it's going to look different no matter what. And you know, Kevin's going to have the ball in his hands a lot more when Steph's not out there. So you know, we're going to do what we have to do to win the game. And like I said, our guys battled and fought, and we just didn't have enough tonight.
You've been talking really since September about the way you've had to kind of pace through the season to try to get to next weekend. Will there almost be a sense of relief that you've finally gotten there when you actually do get there and you can just focus on what you guys have been waiting for?
I think
it's fair to say 6 months actually.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's been a long haul for sure. You know, I was hoping that we would be heading into the playoffs healthy. Obviously, everyone wants that. But because we weren't able to, the last few weeks haven't been made more difficult. But this is all part of it. It's all part of the journey. And this is our journey this year. Every year is different. And so it's been a bumpy road. But here we are. And I'm really proud of our guys. I mean, we have, 57 wins. And a couple more games and a chance to go into next weekend relatively healthy. So we're in good shape.
New Orleans obviously signed Quinn Cook to a 10-day contract but didn't extend. Seeing Quinn play the way he's been playing recently, do you think there's a sense around the league of, wow, we passed up on him?
I don't know. We're just glad to have him. Yeah.
Jordan had a couple fumbles there, and I saw him. You talking to him when he's coming off the court? Only got 5 minutes. Are you accepting the point that in playoffs you're gonna maybe have to place these young guys and have to work through some mistakes even in the playoffs with these guys?
Yeah, every series is gonna be different. Every game is gonna be different. So we threw DJ out there tonight. I thought he was really good. Made some great plays, got fouled on a roll that he didn't get a call on. But plus five in almost 5 minutes. I'm not afraid to throw anybody out there, and it's just going to depend on what's going on in the game.
Coach, you've alluded to injuries, specifically with Pat McCaw. It's opened the door for Nick to get some more minutes. What have you seen from him, and what do you want to see from him in that role going forward?
Nick was good tonight. He gave us good minutes. He knocked down some shots in the first half, and we've needed him this year with all these injuries. He's there for us every night, and that's an underrated quality in this league, to be available each and every night to give minutes. And I'm not sure he's missed a game all year with an injury. Maybe he did, but if he did, it wasn't many. So I'm proud of Nick. The other night, he would not have played in Indiana. He was sick. But we were so shorthanded. He gave us 20 minutes. So the guys on this team love Nick. He fights. He's out there every night competing with the group.
You plan to rest anyone in Phoenix tomorrow?
Probably Andre, yeah.
Steve, early third quarter, you had a timeout there. And in the huddle there, it looked pretty intense.
Yeah.
From where we were. What was? Can you share what was going on, or is that something that –
We were just talking about our defense, and I think Draymond addressed the team first, and then we came in as a staff, as we always do. But it was all about just our defensive strategy.
Steve, Quinn's obviously been one of the nice stories for you guys lately. Is it fair to say he's still learning some things on the defensive end in your system?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, he's going to be learning stuff for the next couple of years. This is basically his rookie year. I know he was in the league a little bit last year, but it's the first time he's gotten extended minutes. He's been brilliant, but you're always learning in this league. And teams are going to attack you, and you have to be ready for everything that's coming your way.